Happy Friday, I guess, by the way. Weekend. Gonna be here. We made it. But we took a lot of blows along the way. With a big old kick to the nuts yesterday afternoon. My God. Chucky Hepburn has hit the transfer portal. He gone. He gone. Chucky Hepburn, after the Badgers lost to James Madison, Chucky Hepburn sat there in front of his locker, in front of reporters, emotional, bawling his eyes out, sad. He had said, and I quote, "But we're going to get back to this. This isn't the last of us," said Chucky Hepburn through the tears, the emotion after getting bounced in March Madness. I believed them. I believed you, Chucky. I feel like I'm Anakin Skywalker, pacing back and forth in front of Obi-Wan Kenobi in Revenge of the Sith. And he's talking about my wife, how he wants to, you know, be part of the light side. And I look at Obi-Wan and I say, liar! Liar! Chucky, you're a liar. You lied to me. What's going on here? All right, folks, we're going to get into it today. It's going to be a wild one. It is going to be wild. All right, I think I already know who's... We already got phone calls coming in, and the first one was line four, so it can only be a certain set of people. I think I might know who it would be. But this is a huge topic encompassing not just Chucky leaving, not just Greg Gard, not just Badger basketball, but all of collegiate basketball, football, all sports. But for most of it, it'll be the money-making sports. The Varsity Collective for the University of Wisconsin. The state of sports as it is. There are so many layers to this onion. Whatever you thought of college sports, pre-transfer portal, pre-NIL, throw it away. What you knew and loved about college sports for eons is dead and gone. You better wave goodbye to it. She gone. College sports is professional without contracts. It's pay to play, baby. And the fastest to get paid is the fastest who gets to play. And maybe late. Ricky Bobby. What you knew, what you loved, it's over. 6 feet under. You think loyalty's a thing? That don't exist anymore. You think earning your minutes is a thing? Forget about it. It's over. Welcome to professional sports with younger kids with no contracts. And kind of no bosses either. You think they're coming to school to go to class? They're coming to school to get paid, baby. AJ Storr, for example. He's going to Kansas. He got paid in full. Paid the bag. 7 schools in 7 years. Give that man his money. Chucky Hepburn. Chucky Hepburn. Guess what? He'll be getting a bag somewhere else. Think of this. He got a ton of money through NIL. A ton of money through NIL. But it wasn't enough. He's going to go get more somewhere else. And here's the thing. I don't think I fault him. If I'm a kid, tell me right now, give me the money. I would totally go out and get paid. If you mean to tell me that you get to play a game with basically no contract, no boss to a degree, and get paid almost $1 million to be in school and not have to worry about anything, you get your housing for free. You get food for free. All you got to do is play a game and be relatively good, and you get paid around $1 million, $750,000, and you don't got to worry about anything besides be early 20s. Oh, my God. Pay me the money and let me do it, baby. Let me cook. I'll be bouncing around too. I'll be honest. Is it also a piece of me just died inside saying that? Yeah. But dude, this, all right, let's hope, I just hung up on someone. Whoever just hung up on, call back in, I'm sorry. Let's open up Pandora's box. Line four, I'll do them in order. Line four, good morning. Who we got?
You were the chosen one, Chucky. You were supposed to bring balance to the NIL, not leave it in darkness.
You were my brother!
You were my brother.
Liar! Daniel, dude, what a day yesterday.
Oh, man. College sports is dead. It's just dead.
Yep. She did.
It's not college sports anymore, so.
No.
You know, it's fine. I mean, to be fair, it died like 2 years ago when, or actually it died 4 years ago when they opened up, not even NIL, but the transfer stuff for COVID.
Yep.
The second day allowed that, it was like, oh, yep, you don't have to take a year off when you transfer. And people were like, okay, well, I'm just going to use any smaller program that's not Kentucky, Duke, North Carolina, Arizona as a stepping stone to get to an upper echelon program.
I think I think this is the last year of the COVID transfers, or the COVID years. So we'll be like done with the COVID people. But yeah, I mean, that killed it. But
I'm not even talking about the extra year. I'm talking about the fact that I think a lot of the transfer stuff started because they didn't think it was fair that kids had to sit out a year during COVID
or something
like that. So, like, the extra year is whatever. I don't really care that there's, like, 30-year-olds playing sports because
this is his last year. It's his last year of that. So soak it in. Soak it in for the 30-year-olds.
I mean, like, Tyler Wall is, like a ninth-year senior now. So I know I took an extra semester, but, like, come on. Four extra semesters?
Yeah, that's
wild. Six extra semesters?
Well, Daniel, you brought up something interesting. It's like, so college basketball is dead. Well, or college sports is dead. I think it's dead for just about everyone unless you're like a blue blood with a ton of money. Like Ohio State, Alabama, them. Kentucky. Like I still think they're still, because they can win. Because they have the money.
They can win, Ebo, but like it's not gonna feel the same for them.
No.
You know? Like, all right, cool. So the top boosters in the country end up getting national championships. Like, whoop-dee-doo, right? Like, it's kind of like, all right, well, we were the New York Yankees of the 90s, right? Like, we paid our team way more than any other team could even come close and filled our team with superstars to the point where we're 2015 Kentucky and we only got knocked off by the grace of God in Wisconsin. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's all, you know, it's,
Daniel, everything,
it's
remember,
not real.
Remember as a kid, you know, you're like, wow, I have this hope and this belief that one day I'll see my team, the Wisconsin Badgers, win a national title. Look at these guys coming to our program, like a Frank Kaminsky, for example, you know, earning his minutes and like they're growing together as a team, growing together as brothers, you know, ready to go. And like you're so enamored with it and so how special it feels just as a fan to watch. No kid will ever have that ever again. It will never exist ever again. It's over.
Well, the 2015 team was a team that had seven upperclassmen and two underclassmen leading the charge.
Yeah.
Right? Seven of the nine, like, top minutes getters in the 2015 national champion runner-up team, they were all upperclassmen, juniors or seniors, or one fifth year.
Yeah.
So
You'll never have that feeling. You'll never have that special feeling again. It's like trying to work for something. You know, it's like you always tell you work hard. You put your nose to the grindstone, and good things will happen to you. And then you put your effort in. Well, now that doesn't even matter. Just who's the highest bidder?
I have the perfect analogy for what's going on right now.
I'm listening.
So, let's say that you started working at a company right out of college. Right, mm-hmm. You're 22. And you're like, you work really hard at that company, and you gradually move up and gradually get raises, right?
Yeah.
And you started off at 45 grand in 2016, which was like a lot of money, right? You're like, I am flush with cash. And now you're at 70 grand, and it's almost 10 years later, and they're hiring 22-year-olds at 95 grand. You're like, what the hell? What the hell is going on here?
Like, I thought I was loyal. That's, I thought I was part, like, I thought I was here for you.
Like, that's what I'm saying. That's what the college kids are like. They get to their junior year when they're like, okay, I rode the bench and I'm good with it, and I'm working on my craft, and I'm a shooter from three, and then some dumbass 17-year-old comes in who can, like, has a really good step back jumper, and he takes my spot.
Yeah,
and then I leave because I'm like, well, I'm not going to get playing time.
And then that kid leaves the next year. He's gone somewhere else.
Yeah, because that's the culture of that generation. It's like, seriously, if they don't like one thing, and I know this because I have younger siblings who are doing this, and I'm like, stick some stuff out, you know, get a little tread on the tires, like. But I could get this much money here, and I could do this in this city. And I'm like, lay down some damn roots.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, you're gonna regret jumping all over the map all the time when you're, you know, a decade down the road, less than a decade down the road. You're going to be like, all right, I probably should have, like, established something instead of, like, now I'm at four jobs in 6 years.
You're just a mercenary, you know?
Whatever. It's a mistake.
I just can't believe Chucky's gone. And, you know, that means that Fiddler's not coming either, obviously, because they're like a package deal, I bet. You know, Storr to Kansas. So, I mean, I knew he wasn't going to be a Badger, but I knew he wasn't going to be in the NBA. Whatever. A Sejan's visiting, you know, the Hoosiers. And then, I don't know, people want to, you know, come out and fire Greg Gard now for it. It's a money thing. It literally is. You just got to. I've seen takes with people like, well, we need to start giving the Varsity Collective more money. I'm like, what? Wait, what? Huh? What?
I already get those alumni emails. I'm not giving them any of my damn money. Stop it.
Well, if you want to win a title, Daniel, you better start giving some money.
I'm just saying, it's college sports. It should have never been pay to play. Never should have been pay to play. If you want to get paid to play the sport, go to the NBA level.
Yep.
Okay. Like, that's how it always was, and that's how it should have stayed, and that's how it's going to go back to.
You think so?
Once the NCAA realizes how badly they effed up.
I don't know. Can the genie go back in the bottle?
I mean, you're going to see more of, like, the G League thing that started, where the really good ones that want to make the NBA and actually make money as an 18-year-old will. If it gets banned, because they're going to, I mean, the NCAA is going to realize in like 2 years that mid-majors have absolutely no shot anymore, because all of the good players that are at mid-major levels are just going to transfer out after they realize they're good, right? It's just the truth.
Yeah.
So it's like the level of parity is going to just drop immensely. And then, you know, at that point, I mean, we're already kind of at that point, but at that point you are screwed.
Anything else, Daniel, before I let you go, man?
No.
Here, I got something for you. You still listening after you get off the phone?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I got something for you, okay? Have a good weekend, buddy. See ya.
Yep, bye.
All right, here you go. Before I get the other phone calls, here you go, Daniel. This is a conversation between myself and Chucky.
You were the chosen one! Said that you would destroy this and not join them.
That's me. That was me.
Bring balance to the force.
It's me talking.
Not leave it in darkness.
Crying right now. Tears. There's Chucky in the background saying, I need money. It's my brother right there.
My brother, Anakin!
Chucky.
I loved you!
I did. And that's him going to the portal. It's him going to the portal elsewhere. Yep, that was live audio. Between me and Chucky. Hang on. Let me collect myself. Hang on. downtrodden, needing your help. Our Wisconsin Badgers are struggling. You look in their eyes, you can see their sadness. Tears fall down. They struggle to find their footing in life. The Varsity Collective needs you to open up your wallets to help us bring in Wisconsin Badgers to give us a championship. These poor children, these poor young adults, yeah, their school's paid for. Yeah, they have housing. Yes, their bellies are full, but their hearts yearn for a championship, as do yours. Please, donate today to the Varsity Collective, as we are starving for a championship. Your donations will help us help them bring home a natty. Please go to thevarsitycollective.com and give your money today. Just $5 will feed the hopes of a championship. Will you help out the Wisconsin Badgers? Look into your hearts. Look in the mirror. Instead of getting that $5 coffee, donate it to the Varsity Collective. Sell your house. Donate the proceeds to the Varsity Collective. Consider walking to work or carpooling. You don't need gas. You don't need to eat. Have you heard of Adderall? Makes you not hungry. Take that instead. And your grocery bill can be then donated instead to the Varsity Collective today.
That's like, I do. That's $100 a week.
Every penny counts.
Even more now with inflation.
I know, I just went grocery shopping the other day. It's like, jeez. Please donate to the Varsity Collective today.
Angel, let's get that guy here.
Oh man, what's stopping you? What's stopping you from donating to the Varsity Collective? Huh? What's stopping you? Huh?
Yeah,
I've always said, I've always heard this from every Badger fan out there. I want to see a national championship. Well, now's your time to prove it. Open up your wallet and donate today.
Can I just have a richer alum who might be
alum? I thought a guy named Richard.
No. Because then I'd just have to go with your last song.
RJ, it's called the Collective, RJ. It's not called the Varsity One Percenters. It's the Varsity
you need
Collective.
The One Percenters to make it work, dude. I have not heard a corporate sponsor in the Varsity Collective.
Well, obviously, I'm. I took the Twitter yesterday, man. Okay.
Those are some good ones.
You've all seen Oliver Twist, right? You know when Oliver's up there and he's got that empty bowl and he's starving? He's like, please, sir.
May I have some more?
Please, sir, may I have some more?
More?
More? Well, guess what? You blue-collar, 9-to-5 Wisconsinites that love the Badgers, you are the guy saying, more? And the Varsity Collective is poor Oliver Twist. He just wants some crumbs. He just wants a little bit. Won't you help Oliver Twist out? You are only starving yourself, Badger fans, of a championship by not donating today at the Varsity Collective. You, Wisconsin fans, are that fat and happy-go-lucky, jolly-looking more guy there at the orphanage. You're the one denying the Varsity Collective, Oliver Twist, their food. Their championship. It's on you.
I'm
just trolling, by the way.
What if the Varsity Collective is more like Dusty Rhodes, though?
Let me tell you about hard times, brother.
Let me tell you about hard times.
Hard times is when you go down to the student athletes and they ask for more money and you say, we don't got it because the Jimmys and Joes ain't paying us.
Imagine this. All right. Obviously,
you don't know those hard times.
I'm going to pass.
Hard times.
I'm getting lightheaded. I'm going to pass out.
When Chucky Hepburn goes into Gregor's office and says, "See you later, coach. I got to go chase that bag." And Gregor comes to us and says, "We need that bag so Chucky can stay." And I got to look at Gregor in the face and say, "Hey, brother, we ain't got it." Because Bill from down the street said no today.
Oh, my gosh. I'm dying. I'm going to pass out from laughing too hard here. I'm like lightheaded right now. Okay, but what is that? This opens up even more things. Okay, Chucky Hepburn made a lot of money with Wisconsin.
Yeah, he did.
I'd love to know the official amount. I know it's a lot. I would love to know official amount. I saw numbers floating around like half a mil, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Okay, well, then what does it say then about Greg Gard if you can't keep guys that are making that amount of money? That's the other take, too. I've seen people doing that. Like, I don't know if I blame Greg Gard. I think it's the pay to play. There's more lucrative opportunities elsewhere. And then, again, G-Dub said, doesn't Wisconsin, the state, have the most Fortune 500 CEOs or something like that?
At one point in time they did. Wow, I almost went back into Dusty Roads.
That was a really good Dusty Roads, by the way. Well done.
But they're top five in like Fortune 500 CEOs that have graduated from the UW here.
Yeah, like it's absurd that. Okay, I saw like some players being like, if everyone who's complaining would have just donated to the Varsity Collective, we wouldn't be in this situation. I'll get to that tweet. He did follow up saying like he didn't mean it the way he put it out there.
Well, I know that, but you also got to think
of... But still, like, read the room a little bit.
Some of the people who might be complaining kind of need that paycheck to, you know, continue on with their daily lives.
I'm trying to buy groceries. I'm already getting railed right there, bent over. I'm trying to get gas. By the way, there was this, what Israel just attacked Iran, or there's more fighting, missiles launched yesterday. Gas is going to go up some more. I'm already trying to fill my car up. You know, wars. Inflation running wild. If you want to buy a house, good luck. Interest rates are through the roof, and you can't even buy it. You can't even buy a house unless you're a millionaire right now anyways. So it's like, you want me, the guy who's grinding, to just buy groceries, to go and donate more to the Varsity Collective so I can watch a bunch of guys who are going to be here maybe for a year then go elsewhere for more money? Like, huh? I mean,
if you go look at their website, the minimum...
Oh, it's a tax write-off, by the way.
No, I know that.
I'm going to go back into my Varsity Collective, Pippin.
It's a 5101(c).
Hey, donate today. It is tax-deductible donations directly support NIL deals for Wisconsin student athletes.
Well, like, you can donate anything you want, but their first suggested is a one-star membership at $250. P.S. In this day and age, don't use a star system because that's how they rank recruits. So if $250 is a one-star membership, there are people who cannot afford that, that are fans of your university.
Yeah.
And then when former athletes come and say, if you spent as much time complaining and wanting to fire coaches instead of donating, well, you're now assuming what that person's salary is and that they can actually then afford this. There are people who cannot afford $250 to be considered a member of the collective.
Well, it sounds like to me they're not trying hard enough. They don't want it. They're not saving enough. Varsity Collective's looking for money. We're going to have kids start working lemonade stands.
Mowing lawns,
shoveling snow, raking leaves, doing car washes. Your ideas, would love to hear them. I have an idea. We gamble on a bunch of things, and then our profits we send to the Varsity Collective. That's why we got Dave Essler here, our gamble to the stars, pregame.com, Dave_Essler on Twitter. David, good morning.
Good morning. That may be legal. I don't know about ethical, but, you know, I'm just the conduit here.
Dave, NIL is anything but ethical, baby. Doesn't matter. Clean money, dirty money. We just need money, all right?
Okay.
David?
Yes, sir.
You know, we got a little lull with baseball and basketball at the play-in tournaments, and now still a little more play-in tournaments. Let's start. What do you think, NBA? What do you got NBA-wise for us, Mr. Essler?
I like the Miami Heat tonight over the Bulls.
Even with Butler down?
Yeah, what's-his-name is not playing either. Terry Rozier, I think. You know, Tyler Hero is their leading scorer. So, I mean,
speaking of Wisconsin basketball,
think about think about this. Like, it's the Chicago Bulls, okay?
Yeah.
On the road. The Bulls just don't play enough defense, and Miami does. And they've played without Butler plenty. And I went to bed last night thinking that I was probably going to take Miami. And I looked this morning, and I'm looking at over half the tickets on Chicago, three-quarters of the money on Chicago. Line opened, Miami minus 2.5, and guess where it is now? Miami minus 2.5. So I'm not falling for it. The same as I'm probably not falling on Sunday for the Bucks being underdogs at home to probably one of the worst defensive teams in the league. I don't care who plays for Milwaukee or who doesn't play. It's the Indiana Pacers who can't play defense. And I could say the same thing about Sacramento and New Orleans. I mean, so Zion isn't playing.
Yeah.
It's Sacramento. You know, it's typical overreaction. It's not like these, you know, second through eighth or so players on each team are horrible. So, and they've had time. It's not like it's a last minute thing. They've had time to, you know, set their offenses and defenses without these guys. So I'm a 10 to probably go the other way on all three of those NBA games with the big names that are missing.
Hell yeah, Dave. Hey, you had mentioned the Bucks. Like, so you like the Bucks on Sunday?
At home?
Yeah. And Giannis, no Giannis?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean,
okay.
Have they played without him before? Plenty of times.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, Dave. I like it.
It's the Pacers, dude. You know, the Pacers are probably one of the worst defensive teams in the NBA. I mean, they don't even make an effort. I just don't see it.
They don't even make an effort.
I just don't see it. I mean, and the Bucks have played without Giannis plenty of times.
It's just, you know, playoffs is another level, and God, I'd like the Greek Freak out there. And Dame's got that little groin injury.
I go back to Kawhi Leonard when he was with Toronto, and even now with the Clippers. Whenever he's not going to play, the line moves like 4 points.
Yeah,
and it's never right. It's always an overreaction. They win anyway. It's cost me more money trying to get ahead of that move than it ever has on any other kind of bets I've made. So, yeah, I'll take the Bucks.
Fear the freaking deer, Dave. Hell yeah. How about baseball, Dave? You know, our Brewers head off yesterday. They're having their first series down in St. Louis against the Cardinals. What are we thinking about this crew who frontline starting pitching, a little question. Offense been a little lacking the past couple of games, but they do, you know, got some sticks. What do you think of the crew?
Yeah, but it's first five Friday, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah.
I mean, how do you not? My only concern there is that obviously the Cardinals know Freddie. They see him every year. And I'm not sure how much Milwaukee knows Kyle, who he had a couple of good years, but he had a couple of really bad years. I'm not sold on him. I'm not really sold on the Brewers being favorites, but I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. First five Freddie, because the Cardinals aren't tearing the cover off the ball.
Yeah, I love Freddie Peralta. All right, so Brewers, love it. Any other nuggets out of the Major League Baseball, Mr. Ressler?
You know, the Dodgers and the Mets. I mean, that kid Yamamoto, he's been hit a couple times. And Sean Mania is feast or famine, but he's looked half decent. So I could be convinced to take the Mets run line at the Dodgers. I know that'd be a little dicey, but I think that number, the total's 8.5. It's probably going to go to 8. So that could be the Dodgers could be what I call the public disaster of the day. What else we got going on? Yeah, I had a big win last night on the San Francisco Giants. And everybody's on them today. Blake Snell, yada, yada, yada. But he hasn't looked like the Blake Snell of the last year.
Yeah.
And I think a guy like Blake Snell kind of made his money in Tampa Bay, like a lot of Oakland A's pitchers do. They're in big-time pitchers' parks. Then they go somewhere else. Not that Oracle Park isn't a pitcher's park, but Montgomery's in the enigma there. I mean, he was looking for a huge contract, and he had Scott Boras as an agent, and, you know, spring goes by, and nobody signs him, so he fired Boras, and now he's with, obviously, the Cardinals, and one of his rehab starts, he looked really good. So I think he's got something to prove, so I could be convinced to take the underdog Arizona Diamondbacks in that one.
All right, I like that. Hey, Dave, I got to ask, and thanks for the Nuggets in baseball and NBA. Do you bet on the draft, which is upcoming on next Thursday? Do you bet on, like, who goes where or whatever? Do you do that?
I do quite a bit of that, but a lot of it's already been done.
Yeah.
Because the props move fairly quickly, and all like, Adam Schefter has to do is tweet out, you know, so-and-so with the Packers last week. Well, there goes that one, you know.
Yeah.
You know, like, people take it as gospel. So I any ones I've made, I made some time ago.
Okay.
And oftentimes, if you have to do it, like, live, like Thursday night of the draw, whatever night it starts, because sometimes you'll get guys like Mel Kiper, who I really don't like, but he does know his stuff.
You're jealous of his hair.
Or Todd McShay or whoever. They'll say something kind of before it's really announced. And if you are quick enough, you can go on to, like, DraftKings or whatever. Well, I don't think Wisconsin can. And take advantage of that. But do I waste a lot of time on it? No, because, you know, you can't bet a lot of money on it. The prop markets are, you know, $50 or $100 limit. So, you know, it's really more for fun with me, unless
some fun
ones I've made over the course of the last few months, maybe not be fun. But anything from now on is just fun and, you know, degenerate. Well, I hope the Patriots take so and so, or the Packers so and so.
Just for funsies.
Yeah.
Sorry, I said just for funsies. Sorry to interrupt you. I was trying to interject quick.
So. Pretty much. I thought you had another pointed question that was just for fun.
No, not really. I do have one last question for you, Dave. And by the way, go help out Dave, go follow him on Twitter. I should say Dave_Esler, pregame.com. The dude's phenomenal. Has another banner week, as he does every friggin' week, betting on stuff. He is the beautiful mind. I do have a question, though, for you, Dave.
Okay.
Dave, will you be donating to the Varsity Collective today to help out Wisconsin Athletics? It is a tax-deductible write-off. All you got to do is go to thevarsitycollective.com to help out our Badgers. Will you donate today?
Well, if you send me the link, then yes, I will.
Oh. We at the Varsity Collective appreciate that, Mr. Esler, and thank you.
Well, I know it's a Wisconsin thing where you get part ownership in the team if you do that, don't you?
Oh, no.
Yep. If you donate enough, we'll send you a nice windbreaker.
I don't even know if they tell you what athlete your money ends up going to.
Dave, I know it gets windy in Florida sometimes. We'll send you a nice Wisconsin windbreaker. You go out there, hit them long, hit them straight, and you're breaking the wind. You're breaking the wind.
If I have to put on a windbreaker, I'm not playing.
All right, so when you're riding around in the cart, you know, the breeze is hitting you, and go a little faster.
To get from the front door to the car, maybe.
There you go.
Dave, we love you, buddy. You're the man. Always appreciate it. We love your time on Fridays. You are a light to my dark, dreary life, my friend.
Well, I don't believe that you have a dark, dreary life, but
yeah, because of you.
If it makes your listeners feel sorry for you, then use it.
Dave, have a good weekend, man. Good luck golfing, all right, brother?
You guys too. Take care.
See you, Dave.
I always thought you had the perfect life.
Some listeners, all listeners, says that. Then he offends me and my wife. Jealous much?
Maybe.
As Dewey Cox once said, I have the perfect life. I have the perfect wife. In my dreams, you're blowing me some kisses. I'm gonna beat off all my demons. Wait till that beat drops in large. I think it's really good, you know? Oh. Yeah. This would be Brandy and Monica's instrumental to The Boy Is Mine. What a jam. Chucky Hepburn, I thought that he was Wisconsin. It's no longer.
No longer.
But I'll say, this man is ours right here. Our sports director, Zach Heilprin. Good morning, Zachy. What's up, brother?
Good morning. Oh. Look at RJ spending a little extra time in the studio this morning.
It's really for the grilled cheese.
We have Maytag Man in here. Okay. The grilled cheese championship is tomorrow, and he is currently frying up some grilled cheeses for us that he's going
to... After our little flare-up yesterday, I thought I should come talk to you.
Our flare-up?
You guys had a flare-up?
Remember when we were sitting there talking about when specific events happened, and then neither of us really knew?
Oh, yeah.
And I was throwing barbs at you, and then you came back at me.
You pretended to know and made it seem like I didn't know, and then, yeah, okay. Now I remember. Now it's all coming back. Yep.
Zach, I also asked you to come on air before any of this news broke. I must have knew something was going to be happening. I'm like, Zach, you want to hop on 820 and talk some, I was
always on top
mostly of thinking of, like, football and spring ball. Well, now this all come
up. I just assumed that was you knew from your Badger source that this was all going to happen. So,
oh, I got sources close to the program, my friend. That's for damn sure. Hey, Zach, before we get into this, I got to ask. I know it's a little different for you because you cover the team. Have you thought, though, of donating to the Varsity Collective today, Zach?
I mean, I thought about drinking some of the beer that they're going to be selling here today. They're going to be that's being debuted this afternoon at the Union. I know it's actually on tap.
It is
already, but they're having it is being they got a big thing going on down there this afternoon.
I thought that wasn't happening until May, so they did bump it up to try to get money.
It is being unveiled today. Correct.
All right, Zach. Okay. There's so many layers to this onion. I guess we'll just start with I don't even know if it's the biggest one, but I guess it's what started it all. Chucky Hepburn hit the transfer portal. How shocking was this? I mean, you were there, in Brooklyn at the Barclays Center. Yeah. Chucky's sitting in front of his locker, his tears in his eyes. He's emotion talking about this isn't the last of us. I guess it was. Like, how shocking was this?
Well, I think you have to go back to last year and realize that this almost happened last year. There was a lot of people pushing him to do this last year. He ended up sticking around despite the opportunities that he had to go elsewhere. And so once that was there, it was kind of like, all right, well, then this is just going to be a thing every offseason until he's gone. And I don't know that he obviously went into this offseason thinking that was going to be the case. I mean, we can all look back and be very cynical about him after the Illinois game when they honored Howard Moore and talking about, this is why I have a Badger tattoo. It's a family. We're a family with Wisconsin basketball. It's more than just basketball. It's family. And then him crying in the locker room after the game to JMU and saying, this is not the end of us. Well, you know, this is not what Badgers do. We'll be back. And him even working out with the team as recently as, I believe it was April 9th. I don't think that this was something that he went into the offseason planning to do. But there was a lot of his phone continued to ring, and there were opportunities, big opportunities, financial opportunities that I don't know that were even available last year. So the fact that this money, or that we believe this money became available, was just too much to pass up. And the problem here is obviously that Chucky said all the right things, he did all the right things, felt like he was a guy who would not leave simply because of the love that he had for Wisconsin, and yet at this point money trumps all for a lot of kids, and it's hard to turn it down because who knows what's going to happen at the next level of their life. Is he an NBA player? He's not. Yeah. Is he is he a player in Europe? Yes. But you go and look at what players are in Europe are making and what Chucky's potentially going to make this next year, it's not even comparable. And so it's, I understand where he's coming from.
Yeah,
and so I understand the decision. I understand the decision. It doesn't make it any better for Wisconsin fans. It doesn't make it any better for college basketball fans that love this game and don't want to see these huge changes, but it is what it is at this point.
So, like, people approaching him while he's not in the portal, how does that technically work?
What do you mean? It's called cold calling.
I know
have
that.
Have you ever done sales?
But yeah.
Have you ever done sales?
No, I know that. But like who are the people? Because you're not supposed to be technically contacting these guys until they're in the portal.
RJ, do you walk across the street sometimes when you don't have the walk signal?
Never.
We do not condone jaywalking here.
We don't do that. We do. We go over some lines, but that's where we draw.
Every single time we do it. Every single time we go downtown, we do it so many different places. It's that, like, what's who's going to come and get you for tampering with a player?
Nobody, because there are no rules.
Rick Pitino got what'd he get in trouble for?
Did he get in trouble? Like, what's the trouble?
Yeah,
that he got in.
They've just said he did it. There's no consequences.
And I want this to be clear, everyone. I want this to be clear to everyone. If I'm at a stop sign, I stop completely and I go STOP. Then I go.
Good for you.
And you go. And you also go the speed limit every single, like, you go like 1 mile under the speed limit.
No, I go exact. Cruise control. Exact. Because you can get pulled over for going under, too. All right, Zach. Okay, so NIL.
Is that true? Do you know that?
Zach, I am.
No, he doesn't.
I am the perfect citizen. Zach, when it comes to NIL money.
Didn't you wreck your car previously? Wasn't that, didn't you get in some, like a traffic, like an accident a couple times?
I may have had one of my headlights get a little busted.
It was the other driver's fault.
Okay.
But that was not my fault, despite I paid that guy. I paid him money anyways. All right, Zach.
Yeah, you paid that money.
Here's $50. Zach?
Yeah.
Nothing happened to his car, by the way. It was just my headlight. Sun was in my eyes. I blame whatever. Zach?
The car.
I blame whatever.
He should have went, okay? Zach, when it comes to NIL money, though, like, does Wisconsin stand a chance against, like, other big time? Like, A.J. Sor, for example, went to Kansas. Chucky Hepburn, the rumors out there, like, he made a lot of money for NIL with Wisconsin, but there's more money out there. Does Wisconsin stand a chance? Like, where does Wisconsin, do we have access to the money that they have, or how much they've raised? Like, do we know?
We don't know the exact number. Greg Gard said, like, 2 weeks ago that they had three times as much, or almost three times as much NIL as they now as they did last year, but we don't know the exact number. I've seen some numbers thrown around. It's 2.5 to 3 million, but I don't know that if that's for the entire team or if that's whatever it is. But what I'll say is I don't think Wisconsin has the money to compete with Kansas. They don't have the money to compete with Kentucky or Arkansas at this point. The way that Jerry Jones has thrown his money around, Louisville, throw Louisville in there. That's a team that you're going to be hearing about because Chucky, they don't like being irrelevant. They want to be good at basketball. Basketball matters to them, and so they're going to spend money on it. I think Wisconsin, basketball-wise, is probably top 25, top 30 in the country in terms of money that they're able to offer, but their guys are not leaving for lesser programs or teams that are paying them like less money, right? Like, they're not going to be able to offer what AJ Storr ended up getting. It's just, and quite honestly, I don't know that AJ Storr is worth the money that he's getting to Kansas. And completely being where I feel, I think Chucky's not worth the money that he's going to be getting at wherever he ends up. So it's just an insane amount of money. And so I don't know if this is sustainable long-term unless you just have billionaires funding your programs. And Wisconsin currently does not have that. We need someone to win the lottery or something like that, right? Like, we need someone to win like the biggest lotto ever. Yeah. And just keep on funding Wisconsin.
No, Zach, we need the blue collar 9-to-5ers to start saving a little more on groceries, driving less.
Right.
Maybe moving with your
10 bucks a month.
Sell your house, move in with your parents, and start giving your money to the collective. Okay.
Yep. Give it that 10. Yeah, and you'd be able to afford AJ Storr and Chucky Hepburn 10 times over.
There you go.
It's called a collective. A collective. It's not called the varsity 1%ers. It's a collective.
Yeah.
We all need to do. Right. We need to do our part.
Your $10 is going to make a difference.
All right, so what's this? People want to say, ooh, by the way, a carb list has now been brought into grilled cheese rocking, and we got, ooh, a Moscow Mule carb list, because list is more.
Friday.
Ooh, baby. Thank you, Nate. You're the man, my man. Zach, what's to say? Because I see people like, okay, well, again, Chucky Hepburn made a lot of money. Getting more money elsewhere, sure. But even if the money he made, which was a lot, then people are like, well, what's that say about Greg Gard? Despite making a lot of money, they still don't want to play for Greg Gard. Is there any onus to that?
I love you as a boss, Evo. Let me just tell you that, all right?
I love you too, Zach.
Love you as a boss. But if I'm going to get two times, 3.5 times what I'm making now, I don't know who's turning that down.
Can I interest you in a carbless?
Right,
yeah, and free carbless if you stay.
And Greg Gard's like, can I interest you in a Mountain Dew commercial? Like that's what obviously this is. I don't, I mean, you can take issues with Greg Gard if you want to on this. I think for Chucky especially, it was straight money. Now, AJ Storm might have been a little bit different. They had some knocking of heads, but if Wisconsin was sitting there and offering the most money, he'd be at Wisconsin. This is, I always kind of go back to when free agency first opened up back in the NFL and Reggie White. And he said he went to Green Bay because God, that's where God told him to go. Well, yep. Okay, thank but they also paid you more than anybody else. Like that's just what it is. And more often than not, that's what people are going to take. So you can take shots at Greg Gard if you want. But I would say that this has a lot more to do with just
this is a
the dollars and cents and just being too much to turn it down.
A pay-to-play situation.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. I think that is completely fair.
So Gardo, and I love the comment afterwards. He's like, well, I was already on the phone with a really good guard that's in the transfer portal anyways. Like,
yep.
Okay, so where does Wisconsin go from here? Obviously, the transfer portal. What's
yeah, so
they, I don't think yeah, Fiddler's so coming anymore because I bet you he goes where Chucky goes.
Fiddler, I mean, that was done as soon as it was done. They have a couple of guys I think they're looking at. Guys that are familiar because they're from here. Tyrese Hunter, who was at Iowa State, played for Iowa State when they beat Wisconsin in 21. He's been at Texas the last 2 years. He's now in the portal. I believe he is someone that they are definitely very, very interested in. And also Seth Trimble from North Carolina, who is from Menominee Falls and was kind of underused at North Carolina. But he's another guy that I think that they are very interested in. But here's the thing, like, how much exactly are you willing to pay? And are there other people willing to jump in and pay more than that? And then there's in addition to those two, there's also Jaden Schutt from Duke, who's a really good wing player, a really good shooter that I think is also a guy that they're very interested in. And also Brandon Angel, who's visiting Duke. He's a forward from Stanford, is a guy that they tried to get out of high school and ended up like being like, hey, first person to take this scholarship is going to be here, and ended up Ben Carlson taking that scholarship and Brandon Angel going to Stanford. But there's a number of names that they're going after, and I wouldn't be surprised if they don't land two or three of those guys.
Oh, okay.
I just it's such a wild, crazy world right now in college athletics.
Right, like we say those names. I have zero idea if they're actually going to be able to land. Right, like we talk about them. Ending up finding, because I've heard some of them bringing NIL agents, and that is,
Careful.
Did they not ever learn from Leon Lowry?
Careful with that.
Well, everyone's got an NIL agent now. It's just some are more reputable than others. the guy that representing Leon Lowry, not great
at all. No. So, how big of an opportunity is this then for Daniel Freitag?
I think it's pretty big. But you hear Greg Gard, he's saying he's going out and getting another guy, right? They're going out and trying to add another point guard, which is completely fine because right now it'd be essentially Daniel Freitag and Kamari McGee, and then you have Max Plesmet and John Blackwell also able to run a little bit of the offense. I think Daniel Freitag, we'll see if he's ready to do it. He was a top 10 point guard of the country. He's one of the best. He's probably the best, at least rankings wise that Greg Gard's ever got. So he is a very talented kid. He's recovering from surgery right now. So we'll see how ready he is to go when he shows up in a couple months.
We know he loves Greg Gard because after surgery, he posted about it. Yep.
That's his goat.
Well, he posted on Twitter yesterday, like a fan in the stands holding signs says, "Time will tell." And people are like, "Does this mean you're leaving?" And he goes, "No way, dude. I am fully committed and staying with the Badgers."
I'm in no matter how much money there is.
He says that now.
Again, for this year, that's awesome. We'll see if he's still feeling that way next year when he blows up and all of a sudden people are throwing money at him like they're throwing money at Chucky.
Is that was that Dane in the background or Hankleton
looking to go outside?
It was Hank.
Sounds like he's a little disheartened.
We have somebody. Well, he's just an absolutely annoying mother. You know what?
It sounds like he's protesting the NIL stuff. He's protesting the NIL. That's what it is. He's like,
he just cannot.
Unfair.
He can just not stop barking. It's just the most annoying thing I've ever had in my entire life.
He's trying to get people to donate.
Is,
Well, Zach,
he is by far the most annoying thing in my life.
I'll leave you with this, Zach. We were, you know, I've taken it upon myself
a lot because there's a lot of annoying things.
Zach, I've taken it upon myself to be a mouthpiece for the Varsity Collective. So I'm out there beating the streets. I have some ideas. Some kids, we're going to make you know, parents have their kids start a lemonade stand, and all the proceeds will go to the Varsity Collective. They'll make them mow yards, shovel snow. I think about doing a zone car wash.
Okay.
This just dawned on me with Hank in the background. We're going to start Hank and Dane a little petting zoo, essentially. So you take your dogs out and you charge people $5 to pet them, and we'll put that right to the Varsity Collective.
Would you put that on the list?
I think that makes complete sense. We just have to get people actually being okay with actually walking past our yard. Your brother and his wife and their new baby and their dog go across the street. They don't even walk in front of Hank anymore. He's just an absolute.
Well, I think that's because their dog. I think that's because their dog, Sir Remington. He's the king of the block, and he gets to pick and choose where he walks.
You gotta rename Hank Dennis.
I saw him being. I saw. Your boy Remy,
Sir Remington,
being carried while your brother's wife was pushing a stroller as well. So she's having to double up here
again.
Is he in a doggy Bjorn?
Again, he is the king of the block. So I would imagine the king gets carried. It's like Xerxes from 300.
Shouldn't they get like a dual carrier, right? So that Remy could sit one and the baby could sit
Listen,
the other.
I was thinking about buying them one, but I put all my money to the Varsity Collective, so I couldn't do it anymore.
Right.
So.
Well, hey, priorities.
Hey, Zach, before I let you go, you and Jesse got another swing out there, yes, for all this? And another camp, obviously, too, for football. I want to tell the fine folks how they can consume that?
Yeah, search the camp or the swing wherever you get your podcast. But yeah, we did a reaction episode, the swing, yesterday. And we did an episode of the camp on Wednesday. So they're both relatively new. If you're looking for the latest in spring ball, you can find that. If you're looking for reaction to Chucky and where Wisconsin goes from here, you can find the swing.
Beautiful. Just like you, Zach. Thanks for your time, man. Hey. Thanks for breaking it down for us. You were the man. We love you. Have a great weekend, okay, buddy?
Appreciate you guys.
I appreciate you more. See ya.